Tonight on my show, I have two very special guests come in to play and sing live in the studio. Marilyn O'Malley.
Hello.
Well, good. And Frances Small.
Good evening.
Well, yes. And Marilyn plays the guitar and sings. And Frances plays the violin. So sit back and have some great live music coming to you from the Cowes studio. Thank you very much and welcome to the studio, both of you. And hope everyone has a great time out there listening to this music. So Marilyn, what have you got for us?
Well, the first song I'm going to do is called Leaving High Prairie. When I was at your studio a year ago, I got rather smitten with this area. And when I went back up to High Prairie, Washington, which is roughly 80 miles east and then just a bit north of Portland, Oregon, I started thinking about how I'd like to be down here and also thinking of how much I would miss the amazing place I was living. I came from a place that's just starkly, magnificently beautiful, but pretty hard to live during the winter. So I wrote this song. And then it sort of seemed to become like a spell or something that I was casting, because I kept singing it, and then all these things started happening that were kind of kicking me right out of High Prairie until finally the spring. A big wind came up and grabbed my car during a snowstorm and blew me right on down here.
Dance with me, darling. Come take my hand. Dance with me, darling, while we still can. 'Cause life slips away. Carry me, oh, high prairie wind, carry me. but still it is so. Mount Adams will still glisten with bright snow when I'm gone. Leaving High Prairie, 'cause it's time to move on. So dance with me, darling, come take my hand. Life is too short to live alone on the land. Part of my heart will remain here, it's true, but I'm leaving High Prairie in search of you.
Just lovely. Thank you very much, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
And Francis.
Thank you.
Now, Francis, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, I do have to correct something you said earlier when you said I play the violin. Tonight is not strictly true. I'm really playing the fiddle.
Oh.
Well, most people wonder what the difference is, and the difference is basically no one ever spilled beer on a violin in a pub. So. I just want to set the record straight.
Okay.
So I've been kicking around Sonoma County almost all my life. I actually did start on the violin as a youth in Sonoma County Junior Symphony Orchestra, as a matter of fact. Uh-oh. And then I went off to college and put away the violin for about 20 years. And later in life, sort of had the hankering for it and picked it up and finally decided what I really wanted to get into was Irish fiddle. So started doing that, started taking some lessons from Gus Gerlich, who also runs a radio show.
And the Hot Frittatas.
Yes. And Cajun Coyotes and also as well. And actually, it's you who put Marilyn and I together.
Oh. Yes, you did. You wanted nothing to do with me, so
Well, it's a very nice combination, if I must say so.
Well, thank you.
So, let's pass it for another one.
Okay. This song is called The Crafty Maid's Policy. This song is actually several hundred years old. I'm sure its words and its melody have shifted many times, but the essence of it has stayed the same. And interestingly, it was written at a time where the wealthy had too much power over the poor, and wealthy gentlemen would ride out into the countryside and take advantage of young girls by saying, well, I won't buy your father's flour anymore, or I won't buy your family's milk, or we won't, you know, get your eggs anymore unless I can have my way with you. And this was very demoralizing to the young women. And so, along came the crafty maid. Come listen a while and I'll sing you a story of three married gentlemen riding along. They spied a fair maid and unto her did say, we're afraid this Calmarnon will do you some harm. Oh no, kind sir, said the maid, you're mistaken to think this cold morning would do me some harm. But there's one thing I crave, and it lies twixt your legs, sir. If you give me that, well, it will keep me warm. Well, if you do crave it, my dear, you shall have it, if you come with me to yonder green tree. you to crave it, my dear, you shall have it. I'll have these two gentlemen witness to be. The gentleman lighted, and straightway she mounted, looking the gentleman hard in the face. Said you knew not my mean, and you wrong understood me, and away she went galloping down the long lane. Oh, gentlemen, lend me one of your horses, I might ride after her down the long lane. Overtake her, I warrant I'll make her return unto me, my own horse again. But soon as the fair maid she saw him a coming, she instantly then took her pistol in hand. Said, doubt not my skill, sir, that you I would kill, sir. Have you stunned back, or you are a dead man? Oh, why do you spend your time here in talking? Why do you spend your time here in vain? Give her a guinea, it's what she deserves, man, and a warrant she'll give you your horse back again. Oh, no, kind sir, said the maid, you're mistaken. If it is his loss, it is my gain. Were a witness that he gave it to me, and away she went galloping down the long lane. There she goes. Thank you. I think rather than knocking the microphones around, Francis and I will play a song that I wrote. It's called Deirdre's Song. It's actually based on a very ancient Irish legend that dates back to the time when men still rode bareback across the countryside, stealing cows and horses and women.
A gallant time.
Yeah, gallant time.
The good old days.
The good old days, yes. And I don't know. There was this something about the will of the woman in this that I rather applauded, even though it's a tragic tale. And anyway, I went off on my own little trip about it and made this song up.
His words caressed Deirdre's ear, like a warm breeze that rustles through the leaves. Bon Macree, woman of my heart, you'll see my love for you runs bold and deep. And their love was both fierce and tender, flew into the sky with falcon's wings, and soared through the clouds while they made love on the ground, rocking all around. Far Macree,
Grauen Ho,
man of my heart, I love you, and my soul will fly to your side. Yes, my soul will fly to your side. From a neighboring clan there came a jealous man. King Conor looked on Deirdre with desire. What a trophy she would be to bring back to his family, as mother of the children he would sire. He wanted her to gaze into his eyes, the way she looked into Nisha's. His heart filled with hate, Stirdra kissed her chosen mate, and Connor vowed that she would be his. Farmer Creek, Ramhu, man of my heart, I love you. And my soul will fly to your side. Yes, my soul will fly to your side. Young lovers strolled through the hillside. Hand in hand they were making their plans. When that black-hearted king thought that he should have the ring and gallop fast their way, Nisha saw Connor ride toward them, his intent apparent in his train. He cried, Deirdre, run, said, I can't abandon thee. I'm a woman who will fight by your side. Farmer Creek,
man
of my heart, I love you. And my soul
and
will
my
fly
soul
to your side.
Yes, my soul will fly to your side.
Connor's charge knocked Deirdre down. She saw his sword pierce Nisha. She scrambled to her feet, crying, there is no defeat. In heaven I will be your own McCree. Connor put his hand round her small waist, pulled her close as she turned away. He laughed as he said, ah, here, bunny lad is dead. Now I'm the man you will learn to obey.
Man
of my heart, I love you. And my soul
and
will
my
fly
soul
to your
side. Yes, my soul will fly to your side.
Connor tied Deirdre's hands. He lifted her onto his steed. Strapped her by the waist so that she could not escape. She sat upright in sorrow and rage, dreading what would happen on the morrow. Connor would make her his wife. The thought of being touched by a man who had done such, she swore she would rather lose her life. 'Twas then that she spied a stone pillar, that they would ride close by. She leaned far out to the side, crying, I won't be your bride, and dashed her head into the stone and died. What have I done, cried Connor, as he pulled down Deirdre's lifeless form. She was Nisha's love, not mine. I've committed a high crime. I must bury her with the one I struck down.
Man of my heart, I love you.
And my soul
and my
will fly
soul
to your
side. Yes, my soul will fly to your side.
Where Deirdre lies buried grew a fir tree. From Nisha's grave grew a mighty oak. And soon they grew entwined to remind us through all time of as great a love as ever was spoke. And their love was both fierce and tender. It flew into the sky with falcon's wings and soared through the clouds while they made love on the ground with the heather and the bracken all around. Farmer Creek,
man of my heart, I love you.
And my soul
will fly to your side.
Yes, my soul will fly to your side.
Well, thank you. Lovely, Marilyn and Francis. Mm-hmm. I like the little the harmony there. Very nice.
Thank you.
Excellent. And we're listening to Marilyn O'Malley on the guitar and singing, and Francis Small on the fiddle. And I have to get this right. And Marilyn is now living in this area, coming down from way up north in Washington State, and glad to have her down here. And she writes lovely material. She has a very nice comedic twist, especially to the songs that a wry comedy, would you say?
Sometimes.
Yeah, which is delightful. And are you any upcoming gigs or anything like that happening? Could you?
Yes, I do. Actually, on September 23rd, which is a Friday, I'm going to be singing at Infusions Tea House in Sebastopol. That'll be 6:30 to 8:30. And coming up on December 4th, Francis and I are both going to be performing in Petaluma at the Clear Heart Gallery. That's a Sunday. It will be a late afternoon gig. And hopefully, between now and then, we'll be doing some more. And I might even show up busking in the street in Santa Rosa sometime.
Oh.
I got a street performer's license. I've never done that before.
Oh, excellent. Was that difficult to get?
No. No. No, it wasn't. I just you know, had to go do it. I'd never really considered it, but I ran into a fiddler named Stefan Goya, that some of you may know, and he was like, well, why don't you go do this? So we did.
Yeah, another profit center. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do a traditional tune. The words were actually written by William Butler Yeats. It's called Sally Gardens. And anyway, Sally means willow. So Sally Gardens is willow. Willow Gardens.
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens on little snow-white feet. She Thank you. confidence, my love and light in me. She passed the Sally Gardens and let a snow-white feet. She bid me to take life easy as leaves grow on the trees. But I was young and foolish.
Thank you. I think I'm going to go ahead and do another one in the same key, but totally different style. And it's called one of mine. And it's...
I think we're getting to the ironic humor portion
ironic
of tonight's
humor.
Show.
Yes. You know, I really didn't put any of my really demented things in here. And I actually wrote a new one that I haven't had. I've just been too embarrassed to play it for Francis because it's actually fairly nasty. But
I did say ironic, didn't I? Not some other word.
So I'm not going to do that one. I'll just leave you wondering about it. You'll have to come see me play sometime to hear my really bad one. Okay, this is not that bad at all.
Now, one thing you have to understand is I learned how to sing in the choir, so, you know, some things I just don't know.
Pancake song.
Sadie was a lady who loved a man. She made him pancakes every Sunday on a cast iron pan. It's a way to say she loved him right from the start. Pancakes poured out straight from the heart to sizzle on the griddle that Grandma used to tell Grandpa that she loved him true. When Charlie asked for coffee, it was gladly poured to let him know that he was adored. She even wrote the syrup and her apricot jam, 'cause Sadie was a lady who loved her man. But Charlie never did understand. Charlie never did understand. The love of a woman can come in buttermilk or buckwheat, whole grain with raisins or raspberries sweet. The love of a woman can be potato or banana, it can be anything, but taken for granted. Sunday, as Charlie sat reading the funnies, Sadie was pouring in some fresh clover honey to a blueberry batter from Grandma's cookbook. And Charlie dropped the paper and he gave her a look. He said, "This coffee tastes burnt. What's that smell? You know I don't like blueberries very well. So why are you putting them in my food? When you do things I don't like, it ruins my mood." Still she warmed the syrup and flipped pancakes on the pan, 'cause Sadie was a lady who loved her man. But Charlie never did understand. Charlie never did understand. The love of a woman can come in buttermilk or buckwheat, whole grain with raisins or raspberry sweet. The love of a woman can be potato or banana, it can be anything, but taken for granted. Well, the next Sunday, Sadie was cooking pancakes again, when Charlie said the edge of one was singed. He said she really needed to be more cautious about burning things up, 'cause it made him nauseous. Sadie looked up and said she thought it was cruel for him to criticize her, make her feel like a fool. He said if she was gonna cook, she ought to do it right. He really didn't like it when she tried to start a fight. Sadie threw the bowl and then the cast iron pan, 'cause Sadie was a lady fed up with that man. But Charlie never
never did understand. No, Charlie, I never did understand.
The love of a woman can come in buttermilk or buckwheat, whole grain with raisins or raspberry sweet. The love of a woman can be potato or banana, it can be anything, but taken for granted.
Now Sadie owns a restaurant called the Pancake Queen. Nobody there is allowed to act mean. Charlie eats cold cereal every day of the week. Sunday's just another day, lonely and bleak. He makes his own coffee and pours his own cup, wondering why Sadie went and messed things up. Nobody warms his syrup or makes apricot jam. Sadie is a lady and he's not her man. But Charlie never did understand. Charlie never did understand.
The love of a woman can come in buttermilk or buckwheat, whole grain with raisins or raspberry sweet. The love of a woman can be potato or banana, it can be anything,
anything,
but taken for granted.
All right, the pancake song. And that is penned by Marilyn O'Malley, our guest tonight in the Cow Studio, along with Francis Small on fiddle. And you're listening to Cow's Radio. This is Arnaldo on Tommy's Holiday Camp every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. So, Marilyn, so you're enjoying being down here now in the Sonoma County?
Yes, it's so nice here. It's that, you know, it's not like from a geological standpoint, it isn't as dramatic as where I came from, but dramatic also tends to come with a lot of harshness. Wind storms, snow storms, sliding off of ice through barbed wire fences, and you know, crawling under houses to thaw pipes, and yeah, somehow, you know, I'm finding this much more peaceful, and I love all of the nice weather.
So, but you are getting inspiration despite the no hardships, then?
In fact, more so. More so than ever. I mean, I hope I don't spend a lot of, less of my life totally stressed out just to be creative. But I have found out that it's sort of a, I guess it's kind of a survival thing. It's like there's some really crazy stuff has happened, but it's absolutely, my muse has gone wild. And I've gotten very good at living in the moment, which is exciting, or at least to me. It may not be to the people who see me, you know,
okay.
getting wild, but, you know. Woo. Well, anyway.
Fabulous.
This is song dates from the 1600s. Sadly, it's an early environmental warning disaster. I mean, disaster warning, I should say. Warning disaster. I sang it last time I was here, but I didn't have Francis on his lovely fiddle.
Bonnie Portmore, I am sorry to see such woeful destruction of your ornamentry. For it stood on your shore for many is the long day, till the long boats from Antrim came and floated it away. Bonnie Portmore, you shine where you stand. had once before. All the lords of old England would not purchase.
There's a couple more we could do, but I just, you know. Well, let's do On My Sleeve and then Henry Martin.
All right.
Okay? Okay, On My Sleeve is one of those weird ones of mine. Some people meet me and they think I'm normal. Last night I wore my heart on my sleeve as a jug it through the soup. I pulled it out all hot and soggy, covered in noodles and goop. My left ventricle said to the right one, this gal's a clumsy mess. Tell her to keep us off of her sleeve and put us back in her chest. 'Cause it can be messy to wear your heart on your sleeve, but sometimes it just has to ride there. I truly do believe. Then my superior vena cava told the inferior one, I think writing on her sleeve is delightful. It's really much more fun. My aorta said we oughta just pump out this broth and retreat safely behind her sternum, at least when she tries to eat. 'Cause it can be messy to wear your heart on your sleeve, but sometimes it just has to ride there. I truly do believe. So my heart, it keeps on jumping from my chest out to my arm, and I always hear it thumping to the beat of a different drum. So if you join me for dinner, I hope you'll tell me, please, if I'm dipping my heart in the gravy as it hangs off my sleeve. 'Cause it can be messy to wear your heart on your sleeve, but sometimes it just has to ride there. I truly do believe that it can be messy to wear your heart on your sleeve, but sometimes it just has to ride there. I truly do believe. Okay, we're going to do one more. And this is one of the child ballads, which child ballads means it was one of a collection by Sir Francis Child. I can't remember when, maybe in the 1800s. Or I guess, I think that's when it was. Anyway, he collected all these ballads, and many of them were, you know, 30, 40 verses long, because people used to pass oral history down that way. And now we're lazy, and so I will only sing a few verses.
Her three brothers in merry Scotland. In merry Scotland there were three, and they did cast lots which of them should go, should go, should go. A hunter and robber along the salt sea. The lot, it fell first upon Henry Martin, youngest of all the three, that he should turn robber along the salt sea, the salt sea, the salt sea. For Tom and Tain is to brothers and me. He had not been sailing the long winter's night, we're part of a short winter's day, spied a stout, lofty ship, lofty ship, lofty ship. Call home a bib and down on him straightway. Lower your topsail and rail up your mizzen. Bring your ship under my lee, or I shall give to you a full cannonball, cannonball, cannonball. Drown in the salt sea. Oh no, we won't lower our lofty topsail, nor bring our ship under your lee. And you shan't take from us our rich merchant goods, merchant goods, merchant goods. No, we'll point our bolt guns to the sea. Death shot. Down straight to the bottom when she. Bad news to old England came. Bad news to fair London town. There's been a rich vessel and she's cast away, cast away, cast away. Her merry men drown. We're three brothers in merry Scotland. Merry Scotland, there were three. And they did cast lots which of them should go, should go, should go.
Yes. Thank you very much, Marilyn.
Well, thank you for having us here, Arnold.
And Francis Small as well.
Our pleasure.
Oh, that was just fabulous. Great, lively stuff.
Well, thank you. And if anybody wants to check out www.marilynomusic.com, marilynomusic.com, you can keep up up with what I'm doing. I may not keep up with what I'm doing, but you can. Thank you.
Excellent. And yes, you'll be again at September 23rd at Infusions in Sebastopol, 6:30 to 8:30. Well, thank you. That's just fabulous. Thank you so much.